6.5 minutes past 7 on a Tuesday morning, and once again we welcome to the studio from Redesign Interiors, Paige Woplington. Today we're going to be chatting about the psychology of design and how spaces shape your mood. So if you've ever walked into a room and instantly felt calm or maybe not so calm, well, that's the power of design, good or bad. And today we're jumping into the psychology of interior design, chatting with Paige about how your surroundings can and do impact your emotions. Yeah. So welcome, Paige. Wow. Nice to see you again.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Let's just jump into it. Design, going beyond aesthetics. Now, previously we discussed how design needs to be functional and practical and obviously looking marvelous. But today we're going to go a level deeper as we explore the actual psychology behind design aesthetics, making you feel certain ways when you enter an establishment, and even physically responding to the environment in some strange and magical way. Is it strange and magical, Paige? Sure. What do you mean by the psychology of design?
So the design can actually affect your behaviors and your moods when you walk into a space. I mean, I don't know if you've experienced it when you go into the hospital and it's, you know, got quite a surgical look and the lights are quite bright and all the walls are white or something like that, and you get like a little bit nervous.
That's exactly why they say sometimes you go and have blood pressure and it's gone right through the roof. Your blood pressure is fine, but you get into that space, they call it white coat syndrome. It makes you feel like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I think churches do something similar as well. Maybe not white coats in them, they put you the other way. Terror. Terror. Whoa. You know, I'm the old school. I'm talking about the old school.
Terror and then give me your money. Yeah. I'm
you
kidding.
You are going to that place down there with the horns and the tail. Sorry, Paige, we've hijacked your show.
That's okay. Design obviously leads to different conversations too.
So what are the elements of design that you can focus on to make a difference in how spaces impact your mood, your feelings?
Yeah, so there's quite a few different elements of design. You've got color, light, shape, form, line. All of these things affect you in some way. Even the line in a space, it's scientifically proven that a curve inside a space is much more comforting than hard lines and straight angles. So even having something like arches inside your space or curved furniture can soften the mood inside a space and make you feel more comfortable.
Is that why certain restaurants go for the curved booths and that sort of decor? I believe there's a psychology where people want to sit. They don't want to sit in the middle of a room. They want to sit against something, you know, like a wall or a curve or a, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that curved booth obviously gives you that sense of comfort because it's kind of hugging you in a space and you have a more intimate dinner or whatever you're doing inside the space. So I think, yeah, that also combines to that, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, color. It's also not just the shape, but actual color plays a hell of a role.
Yeah.
Color psychology. There's a whole new...
Yeah, you can go into color psychology for days and days. I mean, the effect that colors have on your mood, you can speak about it and go into it forever. But even like just a red brings in a like passion and energy and can actually, if you've got too much red, can maybe make you feel a bit anxious. Whereas oranges are something that gives you enthusiasm and gets used a lot in restaurant spaces because it increases your appetite.
Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots of different things. And obviously the blues, people always gravitate towards the blues because it's got a very calming feeling and that's the kind of space that people want to be in. And greens have got a big link to nature and nature's got an effect on us. I mean, everybody knows you want to feel good. You go outside, you get a bit of fresh air, see a bit of trees, and suddenly your mood has improved. So bring that into design as well. It's quite a big thing in design.
But if you put it all together, it can have like a psychotic effect. Look at our studio here. That's why we're a bit odd. So, I mean, if you bring your science of design and psychology of color to the fore, and then you present your finished product or your ideas to a client and they don't like it, what do you do then?
Gosh, that doesn't happen. Nobody Ooh. Doesn't like my designs.
Nice.
Okay,
come on.
Well, I mean, obviously you got to adjust a bit sometimes. And also sometimes we present things to clients and they don't expect to see a color or they don't expect to see something and they do. And they're like, oh, I'm surprised that I'm actually liking that. So we always push the boundaries a little bit in that aspect as well.
I suppose you also, you know, different psychological profiles gravitate to a certain, I mean, it's a strange thing, but you know, some people enjoy black.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, why True. Not if that floats your boat? Not my thing, but
yeah.
good for you.
Yeah.
Now, beside color, presumably there are other elements to the effect that you're going for, and lighting would be a very important part.
Yeah, lighting is huge. I mean, we've spoken about it a few times, and it's really a fundamental part of design. You can have bright spaces or calm spaces that are well-lit. You need your task lighting so that you can perform functions, but then you need lighting that will make you feel calm and relaxed. So having dimmable lights inside a space is a winner because you can change the mood inside the space quite quickly. Or different sets of lighting that you can turn on and off depending on the function in that space.
Mm. So you can have a multi-purpose space, and the lighting determines, well, the intensity of the emotion that you're bringing to the party,
yeah.
shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stands to reason, hey? Yeah. A dimly lit room makes people look better.
Well, that's true as well. And it also just kind of brings your mood, like, softer, right? Just drops you down a bit. So, like, if you're using your dining room as an office during the day, and then you obviously want to use it as a space to be with your family and whatnot at night. During the day, you need to have it functional so that you can see your paper writing, that you can feel energized and upbeat and ready to be working in that space. And then when you want to have dinner at night, you want to be able to lower the lights, create a softer mood, relax, enjoy, be comfortable. So even that, you know, can change the form of your energy inside the space as well.
Interesting. And one doesn't really consider these things, I think, as seriously as they should be considered.
Yeah.
Because I suppose everyone kind of instinctively believes that, well, it is what it is. It will be as I want it to be. I see the idea on the plan and away we go.
Yeah.
But you need sometimes a professional's input to give you what you're looking for. It doesn't just happen by it sometimes can, I suppose. That's a bit like throwing a pile of bricks in the air and hoping they're going to land in a stunning design. Everything of consequence starts with a design. Everything. Mm. Even the simplest of things. Without design behind it, the intention, it just doesn't happen. And that's why interior design is an important, often overlooked, sometimes to one's detriment. You're spending a fortune on a new venture, or you're remodeling an old one, hoping for the best. Mm. Why take a chance? Why not just spend a little more, or maybe even less? Because sometimes I think in the hands of a trained professional, you can be going the wrong direction, going to be a very expensive thing to rectify. So,
yeah.
What are some hot tips you can suggest to improve your daily space?
So I think a big one, we've spoken about this before as well, as decluttering your space or just sometimes moving the furniture. You know, you could have the TV on the wrong wall or a couch in the way. And there's the subtle things that happen inside a space and you don't actually even realize that they're affecting your mood because you're just so used to it being there and you don't think about that. But if you walk into the space and go, oh gosh, that couch is in the way, let's just move that couch over there, that stumble block might just not be in your life anymore and change your mood instantly. So there's things like that, like rearranging your furniture, putting away some stuff, maybe changing your lights to a dimmable switch instead of having bright lights all the time. Or sometimes you walk into a space and then have enough light. You could just add a light into your space and also change it. So it doesn't have to be a huge remodel to just make those small changes that can adjust your mood. Or painting a wall of color. I mean, that could also be an easy one.
Okay. Well, interesting. And what can we look forward to in our conversation next week when we reconvene?
So next week we're going to talk about reimagining your space with using what you have. So a little bit more of what I've just spoken about. And I think that was it. I can't remember now.
Okay. So just to sort of backtrack slightly, you're very well established as an interior designer. You design and you operate all over the place, not just locally in South Africa. But you've looked at the North Coast as a particular focus because there's so much happening here.
Yeah.
And so much, I don't want to say, you know, it could be so much prettier. Just with a little bit of intention. So what kind of clients are you looking for?
So at the moment, we're looking for guys that are starting on new ventures or new builds. So if you're opening a new restaurant or building your new house in one of these lovely estates that are happening around the area, we love to get involved at that stage and really get your design going from the beginning.
Okay, and how does one contact you or your organization?
So we're actually running a promotion at the moment. If you're listening to the show and you go onto our website, and which is redesign-interiors.co.za, and go onto the contact form and just put in Radio Life and Style as the subject, we'll come and do a free consultation for you guys and see how we can help you.
Did you hear the word free?
Free consultation.
That's nice. That's, you know, we like free. Yep. On the North Coast. I know, even those with the megabucks. Yep. Oh, something. Yep. Free, I'm in.
Yep.
So if you would like a free consultation from the boss of design, yep, Redesign Interiors, Happier by Design, Paige Wappington is looking to give you a little clue, or more than that, by contacting her. And this is going up as a podcast as well. So now you've heard the gist of it, but you're trying to remember. Don't worry. You can literally go onto our website or our apps, find The Morning Show, find Paige Wappington's beautiful photograph. There she'll be with King, standing on our very bright background, probably driving you mad, but you'll be able to catch up and get hold of Redesign Interiors and that special free offer of a consultation from Paige Wappington. Paige, till we meet again next week, same time, hey?
Yep, see you then.
Yeah, be happy.
Thanks.
Be designed.
Yeah. Happier by design.
Happier by design.